The only problem with the PS4 version is because you can only have four controllers on PS4. There's only four players. You can get seven on PS3 if you have enough Move controllers.
Dang.
That's an expensive
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Although Amazon had Move controllers marked down to like $25 last week.
You know, I saw some at Walmart the other day, actually. They were on the clearance aisle.
Hey, there you go. Easy way to get a bunch of people together and play Joust.
Still, like, $140.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have four already. You just need to get three.
Why would
I've
you?
got two.
Why?
I've got two already.
See? He's got two. He's almost a third of the way
I
there.
have one, and I feel like I was bamboozled.
I was an early adopter, sadly.
This is gonna change the world.
Nope. In fact, it didn't. Like,
What?
I got it for Little Big
Yeah.
Planet because I thought, oh, like crafting levels and stuff with the Move controller seems like a dream. That seems easy enough. It didn't even work the way I was hoping. Like, I was hoping to
Oh.
kind of like paint levels, you know? Nope.
I never gave Killzone 3 or Resistance 3 a try with it, but I heard that it worked okay in those games.
Well, weren't those like the games to play with it?
Yeah.
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 Well.
Yeah.
Oh well.
That's terrifying.
I've never been a big first-person shooter guy anyway, so I got Resistance 3 for three for Resistance 3 for free. So I let my roommate play that. He likes those games.
I like me a good FPS game.
Yeah, let's we could in the podcast, let's talk about that new Call of Duty thing for a bit.
I'm gonna talk about
Yeah,
that.
I want to talk about that. We're talking about
Why?
first-person shooters now.
No. Advanced Kevin Spacey.
Advanced Kevin Spacey, Advanced House of Cards.
Yep.
Yeah.
COD of Duty.
No, that's gonna be called Titanfall.
Yep.
It probably actually has me more jazzed than Titanfall ever did. Sorry.
Oh, shut up, Chris. You're just such a kooky, kooky man.
But it
I
looks really
still
cool.
haven't played Titanfall.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what everybody
My,
keeps saying.
yeah. My friend Justin has already advanced to Gen 6.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
so
he's not
like.
a big FPS guy either, but this one's stuck.
Yeah, see, that was the thing for me. I was like a good, like I got going with like a campaign on Halo or something, and then I'll pretty much be done with it. Not big into multiplayer, but I started playing multiplayer with Titanfall, and I was hooked. I was hooked so hard. Like after it came out to like maybe a week or two ago, that's all I played. And Final Fantasy VI on the Vita.
There you go.
You still play Final Fantasy VI on the Vita?
Oh, I'm still chipping away at it. I'm like 10 hours in.
Jeez.
Still chipping away at that
Good
thing.
job.
Yeah, it's
I think I'm
fantastic.
gonna do that. Because Final
You better
Fantasy
be,
X-2
ahead
is garbage.
of me. Yeah, man, play the best one ever. Six.
Okay. I'm downloading it now.
Oh, good job, Chris. I'm proud of you.
I'd already bought it. I just never.
Really?
Yeah, I just never played through it. Actually, you know what? No, I can't download it. It's already on there.
Oh.
I already have it downloaded, so I guess start.
So I guess I'll play it.
Makes it a lot easier for you.
Yeah. You know what? I've downloaded this God, the year that we went to PAX, I downloaded it before we went to PAX so that I would have
Wow.
something to play on the plane.
There you go.
Yeah, and never did it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? I got to like I found Locke is his name, and
Yeah,
then I
well, of
was
course you find him. That's like that's like 10 minutes in.
yep, and that's where I stopped.
Oh,
That's where I was like, all right,
man.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's a fantastic game. You're gonna love that one.
I am sure I will.
You go from rad event to rad event in that game. There's never a point you're like, oh, this is kind of boring.
Because Barry, I know that when you tell me about a good game, I know I can go and play it. Conversely, I tell you about a good game, and just like, Chris, you're an idiot.
When if I don't tell, well.
Well, all the time.
Well, I don't take your suggestions for games. Podcasts, I do.
You should take my suggestions for games. I don't play crappy. Well, I can't play some bad games, but I play those on purpose. In games. I play those on purpose so that I can know what it's about. Hmm. Like Oddworld, the original. Playing through that again, horrendous. Don't do it. But it was worth the experiment. We're gonna do a podcast or just
yeah. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
And we have a guest today, Brian Bell from InvisibleGamer.net, SonyRumors.net, VideoGameWriters.com, and Region Free Gaming Podcast.
That's a lot of stuff. What am I doing here, guys?
What do you do? This is insanity.
Yeah, I do way too much and not anything at all. That's the problem.
So I actually don't do anything. I just put a lot of websites into my bio.
Exactly. Everyone who will let me put their name on there, I'll take like a sponsorship credit.
Put a sticker on me.
I'd like to announce our newest writer, Brian Bell, coming to levelsave.com.
Just like every week, we're here to talk about what video games we've been playing. And Chris hasn't been playing too much of anything.
No, I've played Jack all. I've played Warframe. We can talk about Warframe again.
Hey, you talk about you want all your games on the Vita so you can go and use them everywhere, but didn't play anything this whole week? What have you been doing? What do you do with your life?
Okay, so concerning video games, here's the entirety of the list. Warframe, Final Fantasy X-2. Oh, and I played like 2 or 3 hours of DC Universe Online.
Oh, why?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know why. A friend of mine is super into that game, and I'm talking like as into DC Universe, Barry, as I believe you were into World of Warcraft.
No.
Yes.
Not that much.
Well, his, you know, clock, as it is in the game, it is several days worth.
No. I was at 52 days.
Was it 52 days? Well,
yeah. That was like years ago.
I'll have to ask him. But he's been playing it religiously for about since it came out. Since the day it was released. He's continued to play it at least once or twice a week, you know.
Is he Greg Miller's clone or something?
I don't know, and I don't understand. Like, I hear Mr. Miller talk about all these amazing times he's having with this game, and I don't get it, because the game is boring.
Well, you know what? I got it on, I downloaded it on PC one time, and I was like, oh, it's kind of interesting. Like, I could really like to use this with the controller. Like, it feels like it's built to use with a controller.
Yeah.
So then I downloaded it on PS3. And I was like, I went to go play it, and I was like, oh, you need updates. I was like, okay. Oh, here you go, 10 gigs of, like, updates. And I was like, what?
Yeah, see you later.
And I was like, I can't even fit this thing on my hard drive. Peace out. Yeah. And that was the end of that thing.
Yeah.
I was interested in it, though.
I don't know. The game, it seems like, Barry, you might like it, because you like MMOs, right? Mm-hmm. But I do not at all. And it is just, it is straight up just a WoW clone with the ability to fly at any time, I guess.
See, I do not like WoW clones. If I'm going to play a WoW clone, I'm just going to play WoW.
I guess. Maybe I don't have the nuanced palette to be able to say whether or not this is actually a WoW clone, but it seems no different to me. You go around, you beat up enemies, like get 10 of them, and then get scrolls from them, I guess, and take them back to this lady who's like, thank you, here's XP.
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible WoW clone.
Yeah, I don't know. You can fly immediately. That's pretty neat. And their character creator was pretty cool.
That was the same thing in, like, City of Heroes. Anyways.
Okay. That's it. I'm not... I don't think...
Chris, like, I have nothing to talk about, so I'm going to talk about a game I've heard of before.
Yeah. Oh, my friend really wants me to get into it, and I don't know how to tell him that I have no interest in it. without like hurting his feelings. He's super invested, bro.
You want me to play games when you suggest them, your friend suggests a game to you, so you can just spend time with your buddy, and you're like, nope.
That's what the PlayStation 4 party chat feature is for. I don't have to be playing the same game.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, I'm going to go play Octodad instead, and you can play your terrible WoW clone with Flight.
So you really haven't played anything else?
No, man. I really tried to play other things. I really did, but Warframe has got me bad. It has really got me bad.
Speaking of, I forgot to say in the beginning of the show, Matt's not here because he's off doing a...
spending money again. Thousands of dollars.
Executive meeting.
He's off. He's
can I have some of that?
No.
That can be part of my... that can be part of my advertising.
You gotta ask
for that on my another sticker on.
You gotta ask Moneybags himself.
Yeah.
But if he gives it to you, he might just slap you with a pile of cash.
I don't think asking is proper word for that. I think more like begging is what he prefers.
Yeah. Groveling. As he
I have no problem with the groveling.
So yeah, he's not here today. He'll be back next week. He would have played something, unlike Christopher.
I'm sorry, man. Like, again, Warframe has me bad. It is just a really, really good game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You should just play it, man. You should just play Warframe. And just, I don't know, I got new characters now, so I'm rolling around with a character that doesn't take any damage as long as I keep this one ability on. So I'm literally just tanking everything. I don't even use my guns anymore. I just use the melee weapon and kill everything around me. And they.
So is it... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is it like, I guess, like built for like raiding? Is it like tanking, healing, DPS or not?
Yeah, it's got kind of that, but it's also got a lot of other skills you can use. So you can be like a rogue. You can be all the traditional things, of course, but then you can just mix it up via your weapons because there's shoosting. It's not just stabbing.
Wait, what? Shoosting?
Shoosting. There's the shoosting. you can shoot a lot of things, you can stab a lot of things, and it's just a lot of fun. And they just did an update for all the melee weapons, so now the class I decided to create, basically, is way more powerful than the ever was before, because all the melee weapons have gotten an increase, there's a combo system now, and it is insanity. I basically just press R1 to win at this point. Nothing stands in my way. It is awesome. It is so much fun, Barry. I love Warframe so bad. I don't know why. I don't get it. Maybe it's just hooks. There's hooks everywhere. There's a crafting system. There's a leveling system. There's all these levels to play. There's constantly different updates and rewards you can get. So, like, you go to the home screen, you press triangle, and it's like, here's 10,000 levels you can play, and if you play a couple of them a couple times, we'll give you all these crazy resources that you can build more stuff with. And get more characters. Oh, yes, okay, fun. That sounds like a great time to me. I'm going to go play the same level 17 times so I can get...
Oh, no. Nope.
Yeah. Well, nope. Here's the great thing. It's not the same level. They're all procedurally generated. So every time I play it, it's different. Even if it's the same exact level.
I see what you're saying. That's cool.
Yeah.
Chris, you're not the only one who likes that game. I haven't played it myself, but my roommate, he just digs that game. Every time I come home, he's either playing that or watching Netflix, and more often than not, he's playing Warframe, so...
Yeah, it's a good game. Hey, I see you're on my friends list on PS4. I see you either playing nothing or playing MLB, so what you should do is you should download Warframe, and I'll run you through some of the earlier levels and get you some credits and stuff and get you rolling, and then we can totally steamroll that game.
I've actually got it downloaded already. I need to.
What are we doing?
In there. I've got.
What is happening here? Why is no one playing Warframe with me? Come on. All right. After this podcast, I'm playing Warframe.
After this podcast, I'm...
Hello.
There he is.
There you are. You're back.
You cut out. You said after this podcast.
I've got chores.
Yeah, the chores.
And I'm editing my friend's review of MLB The Show.
Like, I've been playing it so much, I'm gonna edit it. If you don't agree with my opinion, I'm gonna change it on you.
So that's what you've been playing, MLB. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about some MLB The Show.
So it's been a couple years since I actually played a version of the show. The last one I played was 2010, and I really liked it then, but I knew that they were bringing it to PS4, and I didn't want to really wait for the PS3 version or jump into that before I got this version. Smart. And man, this game looks good, guys.
Yeah, it seriously does. Like, when you were first talking about it before the show, someone posted a video of it on Facebook, and I was watching, I was like, dang, like, not only does it look good, the animations are super smooth.
Yeah, everything's really, really crisp. Cool. And, like, I'm playing mostly Road to the Show right now, so Create Your Own Player and War will come up from the minors. And so I haven't gotten to the major league stadiums at all, but even the minor league stadiums, the details are pretty good, and the character animations are all different, all great, and the stadiums are filled with people, actual people, instead of cutouts, which is fantastic.
It only took us 30 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but no, it's fun. I don't know if either of you have played it before, one of the earlier versions, but...
No, I haven't.
It's a tough game to really, like... I've always found myself gravitating towards pitching because the hitting mechanics in the show are difficult, and they're designed to be difficult. You're in the majors, people only hit it, you know, one out of every three times if they're a very good player. And so this game makes that it literally translates that to a video game, and it's a tough process to get a hit, and they've added some cool mechanics. Like, you have options in how to hit. You can either do the traditional, like, button hitting, X button for a regular hit, the circle button for contact, or the square button for a power hit.
Huh.
Or you can switch over to analog hitting, which they kind of cribbed from the 2K games, and you can use the left stick. Pull back on the left stick to wind up, and then push forward to contact.
That's cool.
So you actually it seems like that'd be even tougher. So I'm sticking to the button contact hitting.
Swing the hit or exactly. Press button to swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just when you're talking about the people in the stands, I remember back in the day, like every baseball game, you'd have like. It was like maybe a choice of like eight different colors, mm-hmm. and they're all like ovals next to each other out in the background.
Yep.
There's your audience.
Yeah.
Little dots.
No, it's yeah. And they have kids. The kids are in the stands. Cool. The first time they've had anyone other than an adult in the stands. So, kind of representing the major league crowds. That's neat. I mean, that's the processing power of this generation, where you can. You can have I think they said they have 1,000 unique crowd members.
Wow. That
they can simulate.
That's cool.
And obviously, in a stadium of like 40,000 people, you're going to see 400 versions of the same person. But that's better than like 10,000 versions of the eight people that they would do.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Wow, that's
really
cool.
They were all just sprites, terribly rendered sprites.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm looking at some of these comparisons between the PS3 and the PS4. Seems like the beard tech's way better on the PS4.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the beards. Especially the Red Sox.
It's not just like a texture kind of like chin strap. It's like, here's a beard, man. You can do beards now. Deal with it.
Lara Croft is jealous of their beard power.
I was just thinking about that beard blowing in the wind.
Does it blow in the wind? Do the beards, are they affected by the wind tech as well?
Oh, I haven't even paid attention to that yet.
I wouldn't
be
beards.
Surprised.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So is it fun? Like that's
it's
the big
fun.
Question. Is it fun?
Yeah, no, I'm like I said, I'm spending a lot of time in Road to the Show, and I started off with a left fielder and decided to create a pitcher as well because I wanted to do a little bit of both. So I've got those two going simultaneously and I'm enjoying both. Normally I'd be super frustrated with the hitting, but I think they've really like they have a couple of different difficulty settings, and I'm playing on the easier levels just because I want to ease into it a bit. So it's been a lot of fun, like, getting up to bat, taking some swings, you know, being able to judge pitches a little better, and building up my players' stats so that I can, you know, eventually get to the majors. But the pitching's still fun, too. They have this new, and I haven't tried this yet because it's not available in the beginner setting mode, but it's called pulse pitching, and so you actually have to time it to the rhythm of the pitchers. Cool. Like, yeah, they're
heartbeat.
I don't know exactly how to explain it, but yeah, kind of like you've got your heartbeat going and you have to like pitch when you're feeling most at ease. And so it the circle kind of bounces through the strike zone and you have to, you know, get it right when it's at its kind of apex where it's the smallest, and that'll give you the best pitch location rather than fling it wildly out into, you know, wherever.
Hit someone in the face.
That's cool. I haven't had a hit Batman yet, so.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times I've been wanting to get into like a serious sports game, but I just never have done it. But I always looked at the show, I was like, man, if I was going to do a baseball game, obviously that would be the one. It just looks so good.
Show's a good one to do. I got NBA 2K14 last year, and I played a little bit of that, and it's really good too. So I think those are soccer and football are the best-selling ones, obviously, but if you want the best-looking ones and
right.
probably the most fun to play, I'd go the show or NBA.
What I want...
Stay away from NBA Live.
Oh, is that terrible?
From everything I've heard, it's awful.
What I want is some for sports games is I don't know if you guys remember like Mutant League Football.
Yeah, let's get to science fiction over here.
They had some Base Wars. Did you ever play Base Wars?
Nope.
No.
It was a baseball game where you had robots.
Okay. Yes.
And like one like you had like three different kinds of robots. Four different kinds. One had like humanoid legs. Another hovered. One would have like a tire under it, so it was like a unicycle almost, and then another one had like a tank body, and then yeah, you'd play baseball, but then like if you threw to first base and there's someone heading there, instead of them just being out, you fought over the base. So then it would go to like a battle screen. You'd use your robots to fight each other,
like, and whoever robots,
oh man,
or...
No, like you'd actually like move around the field and you'd have different weapons. Like before the game, like you'd equip weapons to your robots and stuff like that.
Why is this not a thing now?
I'm telling you.
Like, such a great add-on mode for him.
It was so fantastic back in the day. And I remember one of the best things, like, the pitcher, because you could, like, charge up your pitch. Like, you could shoot it super slow, and you could, like, you could make the ball go all over the place like a goofball. Or you could shoot it super fast. And I used to, like, because you had health in the game. So if you had, like, an enemy robot that was up to bat, and they're almost dead, you just shoot them and hit them with the ball and they would die, they explode. Gotcha. And it was like, the rule was like, if the other team lost three players, they automatically lost. So I never actually like tried to beat the other team by points, I just killed the players.
That sounds amazing.
I'd win every time.
Yeah, if MLB the Show went like weird, I think I would have way more interest in it. Because like, baseball sim to me, not super... Not hold my attention so much as far as a game is concerned. However, put it in space.
Baseball on the moon.
Yeah. I would totally play that. I would play the crap out of that. Space aliens and robots and monsters and all that, man. Just get weird with it.
Predator versus Alien, the show.
Let's send this podcast to San Diego Studios, see what they can do.
Yeah. Say, hey, we have an idea. I know you're making millions on just doing your thing, but what
How about
if you,
a dumb idea?
This is a moneymaker.
Yeah, what if you totally like disregarded your fan base and did this thing that we want, this weird thing?
Yeah, I would like some Mutant League Football. I mean, for reals, I don't know why.
I don't
That's
know.
Not a thing anymore.
I don't understand why it's all Sims and stuff, you know, like, just let's get, it's video games, man.
They probably sell a lot better than Mutant League Football, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Well, the competitor to the show this year is actually from Major League Baseball Studios, and it's that RBI baseball, like, reinvention of the old NES game. Mm-hmm. And it's not a sim. It's more of a social, like, kind of easy at-bats, you know. You don't control the players in the outfield when they go and catch a ball, but you pitch and you hit, and that's about it. You run the bases.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Time for a question. It's question time. Does it have aliens in it?
There are no aliens.
Still not interested. It's still just baseball, which is cool. I'm glad people like baseball. I'm glad that game is enjoyable for some people. It's just not enough. I am a millennial. I'm not a millennial, but I grew up in that era where it's just baseball. No thanks.
Well, if you want aliens in your sports games, you can always play as Ron Artest in NBA.
Sports joke I don't get. The one with the water polo and the bats and the
dude, a water polo game would be awesome. Or lacrosse. Actually, there is a lacrosse game.
Mutant League water polo.
Mutant League sports.
A friend of mine's an announcer for Major League Lacrosse at Fox Sports.
Oh,
and he, I know. And he always would send me like information about these lacrosse games coming to Xbox and to PC. And I was like, I don't really review sports games, and I certainly don't even know how to play lacrosse, so I can't help you.
Did you tell him, this is great, thanks for this information, I don't think anybody cares?
Sorry. I want it to be nice.
Oh, man. Okay, Barry, what'd you play?
Well, you know what I played. Mm-hmm. Would take a guess.
Warframe?
Yeah, Warframe.
Hearthstone. So you get on my butt about not playing video games, and here you are just playing more hours of Hearthstone.
I'm not done, Christopher.
Okay. Vera Villatoro.
Yeah, played a bunch more Hearthstone. I fell into the trap you and Matt fell into, which is I spent real money.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I only spent $3, though.
Okay.
That's not bad.
No, I spent $3, and I got 2 card packs, and I played a ton more of that game. It's so much fun. Oh, my goodness, getting cards in that game is so amazing. So I got that Ysera Dragon card, and that like made my entire day.
I don't know. Please elaborate. That's just as French to me as...
it's a dragon card. I mean, Ysera is a character from World of Warcraft. Okay. It's a dragon, so you don't really need to know anything. But it's a legendary card in Hearthstone.
Okay.
And it moves and stuff, which is really cool. And then, like...
That's kind
of
neat.
Yeah. When it's like instead of like a hologram card, it's like, no, it's a live card. It's
a living card.
Yeah. So when, it like made my day when I got to pull that thing out. Like, we had like plans to go out and do stuff, me and my wife, and like have a good day. But I was like, but I got this new card. I want to play it all day. So anyways, when I got this card and I pulled it out, like Ysera screams in the game. She's like, I dream and the world trembles. And then the card hits the table and cracks it. And I was like, oh, it's so epic. I got so excited. And then every turn you take, you get a card. But if you have that Ysera card out, at the end of every turn, a portal opens up on the card, and another card flies out of it. So it's like another dragon you can use for the next round. And it keeps going like that. And then, like, she keeps talking the entire time. Oh, Chris. That got me so much more hooked onto that game.
So it's like an I win button, basically.
No, because she does. I mean, you could really get through her. Like, if you had, like, a nice stacked team on the other side, you could take her out in one turn, no problem. She only has, like, 12 health, and she only does 4 attack. So she doesn't hit you hard at all, but I mean, she keeps spawning dragons every turn. That's the problem. You have to kill her quickly. But then after I got that, I was looking through, and they're like, they have like every like dragon from World of Warcraft in Hearthstone that you can like. So you can, remember I was talking about disenchant. So you can disenchant a bunch of cards and then make one of those cards yourself if you don't like get it out of a card pack or something.
Yeah.
So I look, and it's like if you spend like, I think it's like $40, you get like 50 card packs.
Can you just you can't just straight buy cards, can you?
No, you can only buy packs.
Of course.
That's the only thing you can spend. Like, there's gold in the game you can use to like go into the arena and stuff. You can't even buy gold. The only thing you can buy in that game is card packs.
Is it? I mean, how much in-game currency does a card pack cost?
100 gold, and like, there's quests every day, mm-hmm. and the quests give you gold too. So it's like every time you win 3 matches, which isn't a quest, it's just a constant thing. Every time you win 3 matches, if it's your first 3 matches for the day, you get 40 gold. Every 3 matches after that is 10 gold. And then you have, like I said, you have different quests. They could be anything from, like, win 2 matches with a shaman or do such and such thing or whatever. Kill 40 minions, deal 100, you know, health damage to another player or something. And then you get gold for that.
Okay.
And then you could buy a pack. It's 100 gold for a pack.
So are you playing on iPad or are you playing on PC still?
I'm playing on PC.
Okay.
I have a Generation 1 iPad.
Ooh, yeah.
And I tried. I was like, oh my gosh, I can download it. Yeah, I can download it. And I go to play it. It's like, nope, it won't work right here. It's like, jerk. I basically downloaded a giant sign that said, you can't play our game. And then just recently, me and my wife went to AT&T. She was getting a new phone. And she has a friend that works there. And she's bringing up iPad. She's like, I can get you guys like an iPad Air for like such and such money, whatever, you know, her discount and stuff. I was like, what do we need a new iPad for? And I was like, oh,
Hearthstone.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yep. And I was like, wait a second.
$700 to play Hearthstone sounds like a good idea to me.
Sadly, I've heard of people doing that.
No, but it's like $30 a month. And if I'm going to need one anyways, well, I don't need one, obviously.
Yes, you do to play Hearthstone.
Then she was like, do you guys want data? Would you want data? And I was like, no, you definitely don't need data on iPad. And I was like, but if I leave town, I can still play Hearthstone.
I don't need an access point.
Oh, Hearthstone is ridiculous. I keep playing that game. It's so much fun. But back to the card packs. I got like maybe 5 card packs through gold. And then I only spent, you know, a couple bucks to get 2 card packs. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool.
They're free-to-play games, man. They're like getting us now. I don't know what's mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. Have they gotten better or have we just gotten worse?
I think they're getting better. Smarter. I mean, really.
We're just getting dumber.
Yeah, and then so after Hearthstone, after playing a bunch of Hearthstone, I went back to World of Warcraft.
Okay, sure. Hey, Barry, let's talk about this 14-year-old game. Let me make fun of you for a little bit. Hey, 14-year-old game, 14-year-old game, 14-year-old game. Okay, you can go ahead now.
That everybody still copies to this day.
Everybody still copies Pokemon. I don't want to hear it.
I don't make fun of Pokemon. When do I make fun of Pokemon? Shut your face.
You don't want to let me talk about the new Pokemon.
I didn't say you can't talk about it. Let's talk about games first.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I went back to World of Warcraft because all the stupid sounds and Hearthstone and everything and all playing with the classes. I was like, oh, let me see. And actually, I went back on accident because I went to Battle.net. I went to put my card on
accidentally spent 70 listen. More hours.
Well, I had already paid for it at that point. So I went to Battle.net, I put my card on there to get some card packs, right? Simple. I was like, oh, let me see World of Warcraft. It says, like, you can upgrade, you know, 2 expansions for like $10. I was like, oh, sweet. Let me see what this is. And then I was looking and I was like, you know, clicking through. I was like, I'm trying to figure out where the prices for the expansion is like, and it's like, do you want fit, you know, another month? And I was like, I'm expecting there's going to be like a subtotal page. And then so I hit continue and it's like, your account has been activated. I was like, ah! Oh, well, it's like, well, I just spent $15. Okay. Might as well log into World of Warcraft. And then, yeah, that's, I mean, I stayed up to like 5 o'clock in the morning this morning playing that.
Another game that gets its hooks in.
Ugh, so bad. So bad.
What? Yeah. What's the appeal, Barry? I don't understand the appeal of these games you like MMOs.
It's like there's so much in that world. It's like the adventure. It's like, okay, now there's 5 of us. Let's go into this instance, and you see all this crazy stuff, and you fight all these different bosses, and there's such a variety to that game. There's so many different worlds and things and nooks and crannies to see.
Like in all your time, have you had a Leroy Jenkins moment? Because everyone has.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's had it. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
People just run.
That's what's kind of kept me away from those games. I don't know.
No, they're fun. I mean, well, especially now, people have been playing that so much. Like, last night, I played with this dude. His name was Bloodwiser. He just put an L into Budweiser. He was a warrior, and he was tanking. I've never seen someone move so fast through a dungeon. Like I log in to play, and he's like, buckle up. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And he just went. And he just took off, and he's running down the halls, and he's dragging all these mobs. Like, by the time we get to, like, an end, like, we stopped maybe three times. And every time we stopped, like, you could not see this dude in the giant mass of enemies that were attacking him. I've never seen someone hold aggro like that, but I still kept him alive. I was like, it was so much fun. See, stuff like that in that game is just like...
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be fun. So, crazy, but fun.
How long nowadays does it take to, like, get to the end raid? Because that's where the real fun is, right? The end game?
Well, I mean, it's still fun. Like, that's where, like, I guess that's where the end game is. But the problem before was, like, everybody wanted to be there so bad that nobody would do any of the other dungeons in the game. Like, everybody was just racing through quests to get there. But now they've added server-wide raid finder and dungeon finder. It's not just on your server. I mean, it's cross-server now. So when you go to get like a dungeon, it asks you what role you want to play, DPS, tank, or heal. And then you hit dungeon finder, and now the dungeon finder is looking throughout multiple servers to find you a party to get you into a random dungeon. So basically, like, when I log in, I put on Dungeon Finder, and by the time I'm done with one quest, I'm in a dungeon with a bunch of people. That's my level. So, I mean, like, you don't necessarily have to rush to the end anymore like you used to. There's so many, you know, like, you're always doing, like, 2 to 3 dungeons a day and getting gear for yourself on your way up. But if you're starting from, like, level 1 and you want to get to, like, level 90, depending on how much you play, I mean, you could do it in a month. Like that Budweiser guy played with
$60. It looks like, and just immediately.
Yeah, if you pre-order the new expansion, they just let you go to level 90 right away.
Yeah. Didn't they at one point crack down on people like selling characters that were fully leveled? Or have they always been doing? Seems kind of like, hey, never.
Yeah, but there's no gear on these characters. Like, you're just level 90. You got like basic. Gator's nothing special.
Then it's pointless. You're a level 90 character trying to do anything to get good gear, and you're just gonna die.
I mean, you can have greens and stuff. You probably have a little bit of money. You can go buy stuff off the auction house, and then just get into the raids, and go from there. But yeah, it wouldn't take long. Like that Bloodwiser guy did like 20 levels yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, but he runs those dungeons like he's insane. We did like, I don't know, 10 in like an hour and a half.
So this is your new best
two levels
WoW friend.
Per dungeon. Wow.
Yeah. What's that?
This is your new best WoW friend.
Yeah, I added him. I was like, dude, you're nuts. We gotta play some more. Since I was healing, he's tanking. If you have like a healer, if you play either a healer or a tank, and you have a friend that's the opposite, like you get in dungeons so fast. It takes the longest for DPS, obviously, because there's so many more of them. But yeah, that game got me hooked again. I was like, all right, well, I have 8 characters. None of them are 90.
So you accidentally spent a whole week playing it.
No, I accidentally paid for it. And then I was so happy to spend all my time.
It's going to be one of those things. What's going to happen, Barry, when the inevitable happens and they shut down those servers? I mean, eventually it's going to happen. It may be 60 years.
Yeah, it'll be a long time from now, trust me. I want to know how many people are like me. I was like, I'll just play Hearthstone, and I got sucked right. Because I was completely done with WoW. Like, I stopped playing WoW in Wrath of the Lich King. And then Cataclysm expansion came out. Mists of Pandaria expansion came out. Now there's a new expansion coming out. I wasn't interested in any of them. And I play Hearthstone, and I was like, oh my gosh. Let me see what this WoW thing is about.
What's this WoW thing I hear about?
So they get you.
Yeah, and there's a lot. Because in the... When you play Hearthstone, I don't remember how you actually do it, but you can actually get an epic mount that allows you to use it in World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of people roaming around those in WoW. So I was like, all these people have played Hearthstone.
All these people love this party game.
Yeah. Oh, so rad. So, yeah, that's what I did. I healed all week long. Healing's my favorite.
I'm really glad to hear about your guys' success with online interactions and games, because the one thing that I do that I didn't mention about the show is how awful the online is.
I don't know.
Bad.
Like, the people, or just it's like
no, interface? The interface and everything involved with it.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, San Diego Studio just hasn't figured out how to make it work.
Huh.
We tried, my friend Gabe is reviewed it for Invisible Gamer. And I went online with him to try and, you know, test out some of the online stuff and see how it worked. We could not get into a game together. It just didn't happen. We tried to set up an online exhibition. Couldn't get... We ended up having to... We were party chatting and we were each playing different people because we didn't figure out how we could get into a game against one another. And baseball's all about timing. And the lag that's caused by the server makes it so difficult to throw pitches correctly or to even get contact on a ball when you're batting.
How is this possible?
It was just awful. I don't know. And they've been doing this for, like, they've been working on this online component for at least 5 years now, and they still haven't gotten it fixed.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that sucks. That's not good. Something like that should be so easy to play. Any, like, almost every game needs to have some kind of functionality where you could play with somebody nowadays.
And it should work easily. I'm sure that the you know, local co-op stuff, multiplayer, is fine.
Get that crap out of here. It's 2013.
Exactly. Everyone wants to play against their friends who are 2,000 miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand how that happens. That's like the big – this is a big video game. Like, MLB is always one of the highest-selling things on the PlayStation platform. This is not something you – like, lag is not something you should even accept as a possibility. Fix that
stuff. Like, once I got into the game, the lag got a little better. But at the very beginning, it was really noticeable. Like, I could see the ball stuttering as it was coming through the air.
It's on – it's like Base Wars. They're controlling the ball as it's coming at you.
I almost think you're right there.
Maybe one day they can get that right, and like you can have one player, you know, playing one team, one player playing the other team, and then me and Chris can join you guys in the crowd.
That would be amazing.
We could sit in the stands.
Wouldn't that be like if they added that as part of the like sharing function, Twitch streaming stuff?
Just a bunch of boxes. Just with a webcam pointed, like, oh, there's like 800 pictures of male genitalia in my in my crowd right now.
Wow, I love that's where wrong. You went with it.
And me, of course, it's the internet. What do you think I was gonna go with it?
I was talking about sitting down in the stands and watching a baseball game.
And I'm saying that it should have a webcam pointed at you so that when they're playing the game, they can see you in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just a sprite.
Imagine if they even got to the point of real baseball where they're selling, like, you can pay a dollar to sit in the front row and sit behind the plate.
Oh, I would love it. It's funny.
That would be actually pretty cool.
I think it would be kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah, especially, like, for... Don't they have tournaments with MLB? Like, for people
who... You would have to think they do.
They've got to. So, like, why not have it's like, hey, or pay a dollar to watch this crazy tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to be on the front lines.
Video games. Video games. Yeah. Well.
Did you play anything terrible, else? Chris. So, I played a little bit of something else.
Nah.
I played some Child of Light. Have you guys played
that
yet? Yeah. The game is boring as hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, I just played the demo. So, take everything I say with a grain of salt. But, man, I was immediately, like, bored out of my skull with that game.
With an RPG, don't you have to, like...
That's what I was going to say.
Spend some time to, like... Nothing hooks you in an RPG besides, like, okay, what's going to happen next with the characters?
Well, I don't know. The battle system usually hooks me. That's why I play the game. And the battle system is fine, but it's just a... rudimentary turn-based battle system. And yes, I didn't have enough time to care about the characters, obviously, but I don't think I ever could based on how they talk because it's unintelligible. Some of the rhymes make sense, and then they all talk in rhymes, everybody knows at this point. But most of it doesn't make a lick of sense at all. Sometimes it'll be like, hey, yeah, let's go down this well or something like that. And then other times it'll just be like, that was gobbledygook you just told me. None of this made any sense pertaining to anything. Thanks. You didn't help me. You didn't hurt me. You didn't give anything to this game or situation. Mm-hmm. You should have just been quiet.
At least they weren't rhyming all in French. It is Ubisoft.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? Speaking of that, on the UbiArt framework, it's very pretty. I'll give it that. It is extremely pretty. But
yeah,
maybe I'll play the full game sometime, but from what the demo showed me, this is a boring game.
Well, I just think it's interesting that game, that you have this gorgeous looking game and it's a, you know, Western JRPG from the guys who brought you Far Cry.
Yeah. It's got a lot of, it's got female protagonist. It's got a lot of interesting stuff going on with it. You know, it's got a couple little hooks in its battle system, but most of it is just kind of like, oh, well, I've done this 1,000 times. And if you're not looking for that, then you're not, you know, like, it's, I know you like turn-based RPGs, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like your Final Fantasy VI, and you might like this, but I don't know, I wouldn't suggest it. Just based off the demo. Go play the demo, I guess. Don't listen to me. I don't know anything about video games.
Yeah, I mean, you don't, but... I don't know. I thought Child of Light looked cool, but I haven't been like, oh, I gotta go play it.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I have no opinions on that.
No opinions.
On that game. Besides, it looks pretty.
It does.
It does look pretty.
It looks very pretty. Do you guys want to talk about...
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Do you guys want to talk about that Call of Duty trailer a little bit?
I know
it's not what we've been playing, but it looks really cool to me.
I agree, and I'm not a Call of Duty guy.
No.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. It's like exactly the jump I wanted them to make in Call of Duty that they were trying for with, I think, what was it, Black Ops 2? They kind of made like a little leap ahead, but I was looking for this, just totally insane, let's go exoskeletons, tons of stupid explosions and robots everywhere. That's what we need.
Well, really, the only way that a Call of Duty game is going to hook me is having Kevin Spacey in it. And hey, they've got Kevin Spacey in it.
Hey, what do you know? Good job. And that was, I mean, it was an interesting little monologue in the trailer and everything, and it's just... I don't know, I'm kind of jazzed about it, honestly. I know everybody likes to hate on Call of Duty, but this looks pretty cool. At least the campaign.
Yeah, I'm way more excited than I thought I would be for it.
I have, again, no interest in the multiplayer, like, at all, but...
Nope.
That campaign looks like it'll be a lot of fun, at least for the 5 hours it usually is. And it looks super pretty, too. Like, compared to a lot of stuff.
The last Call of Duty campaign I played was Modern Warfare 2, so... If this is anywhere like that, I'll be good.
Modern Warfare 2's campaign was so good. Yep. Remember that freaking snow? What was that? Snowmobile level?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Oh. No, didn't play it.
No, well, mm-mm. I'm sorry, Barry. Go play it. It's like $2. You can go get it for a
slime. No, I'm not gonna go play that.
You probably just go to the website and just go ask support at Activision. Hey, can I have this game? And they'll just send you it. They don't care anymore.
You've been playing a 14-year-old game. You can play a, you know, 5-year-old game.
Yeah, that game's been updated so many times. It looks completely different from last time I played it.
True.
All right. I'll give you that. So, I guess that's all I've been playing, and you don't want me to talk about the new Pokemon, which looks...
No, you could talk. I'd rather you talk about Pokemon than Call of Duty.
Hey there.
Well, just real quick, look at this after we get off. Look at this on Steam, Sir, You Are Being Hunted.
Hey, you haven't heard about Sir, You're Being Hunted?
Uh-uh.
It's...
Where'd you hear about it?
The internet, bro.
Oh my gosh.
It's...
I read a little bit about it.
It's,
not much.
You're being hunted by robot people.
Yeah. This looks fantastic.
Okay.
I'll just look in.
No, go ahead. Steam, you need to play that game. I think that's probably a game you would enjoy. And you could talk about something besides those terrible games you play.
What?
I'm turning it around on you, Barry.
Yeah. Did you ever go? Did you ever try Hearthstone again or no?
No, but I'm gonna try it after this.
Oh, let's play against each other.
I'm not through the tutorial yet.
I don't care. Let me crush you.
It's not gonna be satisfying.
Eventually, I need to get Hearthstone.
Yeah, you gotta get. It's. I mean, it's free, so.
It is, but my computer can't play anything right now.
Why?
It's old, and the graphics card is terrible, and it has no RAM.
It's a card game.
No, I couldn't even play Gone Home. And it's not like that has the greatest graphics.
Yeah.
I would say, just based on my computer and stuff, you could probably play this one. Because okay. I barely was able to play Gone Home. I had to turn basically all the settings down to minimum.
Yep, I tried that and it still wouldn't do it.
It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's like, no. I don't think Gone Home is well optimized for computers. My personal opinion, knowing nothing about computers or video games.
Well, it's coming to consoles, so I'll play it when it comes to PS3 or PS4.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. Anyway, So there's Pokemon. Let's talk about Pokemon. No, they just announced the friggin'. They haven't shown any gameplay or anything, but for the 3DS, they've got Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire, which were the third generation on the Game Boy Advance, like remakes coming out. And those are probably some of the most interesting games in the whole series. Besides some of the newer ones, like X and Y was really good. So I'm excited, and we'll talk about it more when it comes out. I just wanted to say that I'm excited.
Yeah, when I saw it was announced, I was like, oh, Chris must be so happy right now.
I'm just shaking over here, just trembling with anticipation.
There's a lot of great games on the 3DS right now, and really, those are the only ones that have made me want to go out and get one at this point.
Yeah.
Like, what? Same here. What are you jonesing for that's making you want this one? Or a 3DS?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've played a Pokemon game, and that's what I bought a original Game Boy for, and that's what I bought a Game Boy Advance for, so.
Yeah, you made good choices, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the same thing with me. I had, like, last Pokemon game I played was, like, Pokemon Yellow or Gold or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yellow.
So, like, so then,
there was a Gold, though, so.
You know, but, like, how terrible it looked. And
shut
like,
your face.
It looked terrible. But the last Pokemon game that came out, when I was watching trailers of it, I was like, see, this is how I always imagined Pokemon in my head when I was a kid. Like, looking right. Like this with everything moving and stuff. And I was like, oh, that really makes me want to get
it. Like the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a
it made me really want to get
good
one.
Game.
Yeah, I won't get it, though.
No, okay, that's fine. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I'm 3DS, man, like, I was pleasantly surprised with my purchase. Just based on, like, you know, I got Pokemon immediately, of course, and then got A Link Between Worlds, which
Ooh,
was
good call.
Also fantastic. I wrung every single drop of content that I could out of that game. I did everything that you could possibly do. And then I kind of played some Ocarina of Time a little bit, and then they've got, Mario Golf coming out soon, or is it already out?
Yep. I think it just came out last Friday.
Yeah, and then Tamagotchi Life, which looks,
nope,
I'm not
no
sure
idea.
That's a real game. You should look it up, Barry. It is an extremely funny trailer, because it's like a Nintendo Direct, only they're making fun of Nintendo Direct, and it's Nintendo making fun of Nintendo Direct. It's just a bunch of vignettes of just, like, weird stuff happening, and it ends in a musical number.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's like Nintendo being... Well, it's Nintendo being Nintendo. Being weird and meta, like, all the time. So, but I don't know how well that game will translate to the U.S. Because it's one of those, you know, play with friends kind of use your knees weird thing.
Yeah, well, you can't get gay married in it. That's why it's not going to translate to
yeah,
the U.S.
Everybody's
apparently.
So upset. Dear God.
Yeah.
But
it's there. You can get married in the game to other people. Other players, except that you can't get gay married. And people are, like, furious.
Yep.
Yeah.
It flipped out. Even Nintendo even went and apologized for it, and Nintendo never apologizes.
It's whatever. it's a different culture and all that stuff, and it's a video game. There's no reason to be so upset about video games for any reason whatsoever. Ever. People get so mad. That's my rant. Being mad about video. That's me being mad about people being mad about video games.
I know.
You got a whole nother level of meta there, Chris. Yeah.
So, Barry, all I guess, is this podcast done?
I think so.
Okay, here's a code for Guacamelee on Steam. GAQI8ZGFLGXH9Y6. Enjoy. We're doing that now. That's a thing we're doing. Is I'm going to start giving codes on the podcast.
I just got Guacamelee on Steam.
You're not allowed.
Barry. Hey, Chris, I've never played Guacamelee. How come you haven't given me a code?
Because it's you been on an indie bundle for like 1,000 times. Just go get it for a penny.
No, it's, why is Hawken down? Go away.
It's coming to PS4 and Xbox 360 and Xbox One soon anyway. So
it is like,
just wait for it there.
It's like the best game on Vita. It's Metroidvania, bro.
Yes.
It's amazing. And I was the second person in the world to platinum that game. Eat it.
I really like that game a lot, and I was not a big Metroidvania guy before that, so.
It's like, it's perfect. It's almost perfect. It's almost the best game that's ever happened.
Well, Steam made it even better when they added the character creator, so you could, you know, play as someone else other than Juan.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just saw the other day someone made a character creator where you could play as the Punisher. So I don't want to hear why I haven't given you a code or everything, because stop being lazy. Okay, I'm done yelling at you.
Okay, good. All right, Chris.
You want me to take us home?
Can you do it without being a train wreck?
I can try to not have like a seizure or something like that. Okay, so let's take it slow. Nice and easy.
See, what are you doing? I cannot.
Everybody relax.
Everybody chill out.
Take it easy,
hey,
slow.
Man, we're all having a good time here. All
right, Chris. Shut up.
All right. Shut so, up. If you like,
all right, that's it for our show.
Shush, let me do this. If you like the show, give us a review on iTunes, 5 stars, please. If you give us a 5-star review, what's his name, Moneybags, will read your review on the show. If you also like the show, go to levelsave.com. We got news, reviews, previews, podcasts, obviously, which you're listening to, and all sorts of other cool stuff, giveaways from time to time. If you want to support the show more, go to follow us on levelsave.com at Twitter. I messed it up so bad. I'm so sorry, Barry. I tried. Follow
like us on Level
Twitter.
Save. Follow Level Save on Twitter at Level Save. You can follow me, Barry, on Twitter at I Am Weapon. You can follow Chris at Snickle Socks. You can follow Brian at James T. Skywalker. Go check out his work on InvisibleGamer.net, SonyRumors.net, VideoGameWriters.com, and check out his podcast, Region Free Gaming Podcast.
Yeah.
Go check it out on iTunes and go say hi to him.
Please. I like new friends.
Yeah. Tell your friends about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Bye.
Ho-hokum.
Ho-hokum.
Hey, you have to say ho-hokum.
No, you don't.
Say ho-hokum.
I think you're saying it too quietly. He can't hear you because you're whispering.
Ryan, say ho-hokum.
Yeah. Ho-hokum.
Okay, all right. We're good. All right. That was fun.
Wow, Chris.
What? I totally boned that up so bad.
You gotta just put an order to it and do it the same way every time.
I should. I should, like, write it down and then just read it like a robot.
No, I mean, I don't read it. I just...
Well, you're better at life than me.
This is true.